Hello, this is the Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is exploring AI technology to let humans use their minds to control machines. Neural interfaces have already been used to control prosthetic limbs, translate thoughts, and fly drones. The research will have two tracks, one to build algorithms to adjust the interface with precision, and a second to stimulate artificial signals throughout the body. And each team will be eligible up to $1 million in funding. At the University of Bergen, scientists suggested that smart assistants should be enhanced with moral AI that enables them to evaluate illegal activity and report it to the police. If domestic bots such as Amazon Echo or Google Home had this feature, it would essentially put users under constant surveillance. The researchers brought up the idea at the ACM Conference on Artificial Intelligence, Ethics and Society in Hawaii. In Auckland, New Zealand, city officials suspended Lime after a scooter software error injures dozens of riders, as a system issue caused sudden braking for some users. The e-scooter company reported 155 known incidents and at least 30 injuries. Lime previously paused the service in Switzerland while it investigated similar braking issues. Daimler and BMW are going to establish 5 urban mobility joint ventures and invest around $1 billion in the coming years. The companies agreed to merge their mobility services within 50-50 ownership in March. These new joint ventures address ride-sharing, EV charging and parking services. As more Amazon Echo speakers are brought into hotels, some guests are uncomfortable with Alexa in their rooms, and Best Western's CEO noted that some guests in the pilot program from the devices turned them off upon arrival. Best Western was one of the first hotel chains to begin including smart speakers in its rooms, and their CEO admitted that usage rates were minimal for the smart speakers. Apple is set to transition away from Intel chips in its Mac line starting next year, according to Axios sources. The company plans to move to its own ARM-based processors, which will make it easier to run iOS apps on macOS devices. It is unclear which Mac products will move over first. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.